Dotto and I actually got to play Sparking Zero, and today we're talking about that.
This is a big podcast, man.
Huge.
Big, big, big podcast.
Generational.
Not only are we going to talk about Sparking Zero, and I'm sure we'll get some behind the scenes coverage of what we thought about it, everything like that. Some exclusive just for the Key Moments fans. We're also probably going to go into other things we did and saw at Summer Games Fest.
Yes.
So this is probably going to be the one-stop shop for all things Summer Games Fest trip related, for at least, like, I don't know, me, you, you know, Dion, Afro, we all went, had a good time kind of thing.
It was a blast. But most importantly, Ryan, and the highlight for me, was definitely Sparky Zero.
I mean, absolutely, right? Like, that's our whole thing. Pretty much, that was the only reason. In fact, really funny story, the only reason we went out there was for Sparking Zero. And this was my first ever games convention. I was super hyped just for that. So I didn't know you had to make appointments. I did... But I thought it was going to be like, I didn't know it was going to be an area and then there was things to make appointments for. I thought it was like all of LA and then at different studios or places, you would have an appointment to go over there.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm not going to waste my fucking time. I'm here to see Sparking Zero, baby. Cut to day one, Nano. Me begging people like, please, can I come in and try your game? Please, do you have any openings at all? Please. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, so I have never been to anything quite like this either. I've been to E3 before, but E3 was very much so different. And also the one I went to also had some form of like public access. So it really was mostly just, especially at that time, just wait in a line and play. And they had some really cool stuff when I went that E3 that I went. But fortunately enough, like Jump Force was there. I think it was the first time I got to play Jump Force. And the way they did those events, whereas Summer Games Fest, I think, isn't purely invite-only, the way they did E3 is that they would always have, like, the front-facing stuff. Kind of like, remember at TwitchCon when you played Street Fighter VI?
Yes.
And it had, like, that area that you waited in line, and you got into that area, and they had a bunch of different, like, actual setups where you play Street Fighter VI?
Yeah, there was, like a walk-in wait kind of thing.
Yeah, so E3 would have that, and then every main hub, they would also have like a behind the scenes thing, whether it was a part of the so with Jump Force, it was, you know, the entire like front that you could see with the big like Goku and I think Luffy and all of them and stuff like that, and then all the stations to play. And then in the center of Goku and Luffy, if I'm remembering correctly, there was a door you could walk through, and they had the private area where they had consoles set up for us, like, to let us play, to let like media play and people not have to wait, the people that were going to actually have to capture the game.
That's sick. I think that's a good balance, honestly. If I was running one, that's probably I would do something like that.
Yeah. And so the same thing too, fortunately enough for us, shout out to David, that used to work at Bandai. He went and worked for PlayStation and got me and I believe it was just me and Dino, I think, he got us wristbands. We got to get behind closed doors with PlayStation, and we got to play Spider-Man early, Days Gone early. It was like really that was, and this was like completely separate. This was way more Summer Games Fest ish where we had to have the band, then we had to like have a time that we went over there and we went and got to like interact with the actual devs. Like when I was playing Days Gone, I was literally playing it with getting to talk to one of the devs that made the game, and that worked on Uncharted for Vita and stuff. It was a really, really cool experience. But
yeah,
anyways,
that experience you had there does sound Summer Games Fest. That was like, I played Phantom Blade Zero in front of a few of the devs.
How was that?
It was really fun. It was very offensive based. And I'm not going to lie, it made me feel, all right, let me just be honest with it. I'm a little behind the scenes. I don't even know if I should be able to tell this, but they were cool guys. I have the Razer headphones on, you know, the ones you use for Sparking Zero?
Yes, yeah.
Like that. I put those on, so I'm playing the game, I'm listening, and I'm using the parry mechanics that the game taught you, right? There's two different kinds of parries in Phantom Blade Zero. Okay. And from behind me, I hear one of the developers like, you know, it's actually pretty refreshing to see a player use the parry systems here. And I was like, oh my God, man. Oh my God. I feel so bad for developers that have to have, like, you know, games journalists come out that may not be good at those kind of games. Because that's got to be like the most defeating feeling in the world, to make a game, put parry systems in it, and then people can't hit the fucking generous window, by the way. It was a pretty generous parry. So I was just like, damn. I see why games are so fucking easy now, bro. Like, these games media people got to spruce up on their parries.
Did you play Elden Ring I don't know. You talk all this parry talk is making me think of Elden Ring.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I didn't even know it was there until I got there. That would have been cool. That would have been cool. I did not, though.
The little statue they had set up that's from, like, the DLC trailer, that would have been cool to get, like, a picture in front of that, because that looked, like, really, really, really sick.
Yeah, I had a great... Honestly, it was so much fun. Especially the actual Summer Games show, like, in person. That was so cool.
I'm a little jealous of that, because I really wish we could have went to see the Xbox showcase live. That would have been
that one would have been also good
in-person experience. But I've never actually got to do that. So yeah, that you got a one up on me for that. I've never been to like an in-game.
How would the Xbox showcase actually even work? Like, did you need another Xbox invite to get into that?
I think so. Yeah, my buddy Caboose actually went to it. Caboose, he like covers like Spider-Man and like DC and Marvel and all kinds of stuff. He went to it live. It was at the Microsoft Theater in downtown LA. So it was literally around the corner from us, wherever we were. But if I don't know where he's going, I've been like, do you have any connections? Because, dude, do you not?
Yeah, I would have bet. So I would have bet, bro, because I had a great time at the Summer Games one, and I'm an Xbox, bro. I love that shit, bro. Let me get in there. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
The
Xbox showcase. Dotto, I cannot. Can I expose you real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
You didn't even watch that shit yet, Dotto.
I know, bro, but if I was there in person, clearly I would have watched it.
Bro was asleep. But I to was. Be fair, you needed to catch some. You need to catch some sleep, because you guys can check out a bonus podcast where we talk about. Oh, we got a wreck, dude.
I was gonna say, yeah. I was like, Nana really woke up, said, "You missed the showcase." I was sleeping off a car accident, bro. We got me and Nana. Anyway, it's all in the bonus episode. Me and Nana were involved in a bit of a hit and run.
Yeah,
this is actually not a bit.
This is not a bit. I'm laughing, but this is actually not a bit.
We were involved in a hit and run in Los Angeles.
If anybody out there ran into a car,
that was us.
That was us, man. What's up?
And go fuck yourself. I'm gonna be honest, bro. Now we enemies, bro. Like, maybe if you came and apologized, like, we could have squashed that beef, but now it's ongoing, bro. Like, fuck you. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, to find out more about that, to watch tons of bonus content and tons more, you can click the join button here on YouTube, or just click the link to go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/keymoments, especially if you're an audio listener. Just go over there, check out all of the bonus content. And Dotto, is it time? Do we talk about Sparking Zero? Is it time?
It's time. Let's get into our thoughts on Sparking Zero. This is the real meat of the podcast here. This is going to be the next 40 minutes of conversation for sure.
Have you seen the Q&A that came out? Because I want to hit you with something if you haven't. And if you have, we can still talk about it.
I haven't. Go ahead.
Okay. So there was a specific section where essentially they came out and said that there will be different advantages, and there will actually be different sort of levels, I guess, of damage based on the characters. And this will also roll over apparently into ranked play. So like a character like Yamcha will not have the same, I guess, level
attack strength. Yeah.
Yes. As a Gogeta.
Yeah. Sounds thoughts about, I mean, listen, man, sounds about Budokai Tenkaichi. I think it's stupid, but that's how the game is. I guess that's not surprising to me. It would have been more surprising if there wasn't. But honestly, I was picking up on a little bit of that even in the demo. Maybe I was gaslighting myself, but when I would deform as like a Krillin, I think I was fighting somebody as Beerus, and when I deformed, I wasn't hitting them as much. I was like, okay, yikes. But again, me personally, I kind of saw that coming, I guess.
Yeah, no, I feel like that makes sense. So here is essentially what they said. Exclusively. So even though it's the same fighting game, rather than fighting strictly on equal terms like in Dragon Ball Fighters mentioned, it's designed to focus on Dragon Ball like action. In that sense, the strong characters in the game are strong, and the weak characters will have a hard time. I was curious about you though, because you're such like a Yamcha guy, Krillin guy. Yeah. Like,
listen, I've lived through this before, man. It's gonna fucking suck for us, because what ends up happening, and this is what ends up happening. Nobody can say that this didn't already happen in Budokai Tenkaichi. I'll pick Krillin, Yamcha, and then somebody that logs on the game will pick Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, and I'll get my fucking ass beat.
Was that the character I was thinking of too, man?
Back in the day, Nano, GT was the glaze. It was the end of the series. Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta was literally the peak. Like, not even in an argumentative sense. Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta was the peak of Dragon Ball. Because that was the highest strength level.
You're saying was as if he's still not. Whenever, like...
Well, because now...
Let's discuss it, Dotto. Do you think SSJ for Gogeta will be DLC, or do you think he's base game?
DLC, for sure. I think. I don't think they're putting him in the base game because it's GT. And unfortunately, GT fans, hear me out on this. You can't hit me, bro. But because it's been moved out of the canon, out of the ongoing material with movies and stuff, it has become essentially, basically, a movie in and of itself. Or like an... It feels like they treat it like a movie saga.
Yeah, no, I definitely get what you're saying there, yeah.
It's like, hey, if it's there, it's there. If it's not, you know, it's not. Who cares?
What I do think is very interesting is, like, obviously this is a very Z and Super-based game. And I think it's so intriguing. We haven't actually seen Z Broly yet either.
That's more worrisome to me. Because that one's, like, scary.
Because, like, what if DLC is really, like, movies... I'm so in such a middle position with this too, because Sparking Zero, I said this and I've had so many people like push their glasses up on me, but Sparking Zero is like the true first real post Dragon Ball Super game. Like, I know Fighters was almost post Super, but like this game is like, I feel like the first one that's really just embracing the Super side of things. And so it's not that surprising if there's going to be some of these what used to be staples missing. But also in my head canon, and maybe this, I'm not trying to give them excuses because I want as many characters as we can have here too. But in my head canon, it's like they're probably thinking, well, you guys have had 17 fucking years of Budokai Tenkaichi 3 that had all these characters. Do you really just want them over again, or do you want new ones? So like, I feel like that's probably where they're at. But I also get the argument that it's like, well, you had these 17 years ago. Why are these not here too? Plus the new stuff. So... You know?
Yeah. No, I think for me, that's why I accept the, you know, the Super a lot more. Not only do I just think I like Super more in terms of a package, but it's also just new, right? Like, it's exciting to see all these things for the first literal time. It's like, oh, that's it. And that's why I got so frozen up on that goddamn character select screen when we sat down at that demo, you know?
So if you guys have not watched our footage yet, we both have. By the time you're watching this, probably a few videos up, or at least a few between the two of us. But we got true, actual hands-on time of Sparking Zero. Both got 30 minutes of time, and there were 50 characters available to us. 50. Now, granted, you've played a Tenkaichi game before if you're listening to us. They are including forms. Someone was going in on me, like, I can't believe they're including forms. I'm like, you haven't played a Tenkaichi game then if you don't realize they're including forms. Like, or you just read the box and said 140 characters, and then you just took that at its face value and did never actually count because... They're counting the forms. Yes. They've always counted the forms.
I'm not even going to lie, Nano. I've known they always counted the forms, but I am with the Dragon Ball fans on this one. This is a meathead moment, okay? But forms count. For sure, they technically count. And they have new moves in it, unique animations. So that also technically counts. But that shit does not matter to me, bro. Like, 50 characters in the demo, yes. But it was Goku and Vegeta. Like, it was Goku, Vegeta, yeah. And split up. To me, like, I totally get where if people want to say it's all Goku and Vegeta, that shouldn't count. I actually get that. I'm not even going to lie. I really can't lie. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like,
no, same. By the way, so totally same with that. And I also want to note that all the footage you see of the character select screen, which, can I peel the curtain back? Maybe I'm not supposed to. I'm going to a little bit. I was under the impression we weren't actually supposed to show the character selection screen, and then last minute we were told we could.
Yes.
I feel so strongly in the fact that we were told that that was not final. Did you hear that too? Dotto and I actually did separate sessions, so we probably heard a couple different things, but
we were definitely told, and I'm okay saying this, we were definitely told not to, because if you watch my video, you'll see that I'm immaculate at following instructions and not updating my video. So I'm not saying that people didn't get clarification on this and then go ahead with the new info, but my video is basically what we were informed that we could show.
Which was the game.
Just the battles. Literally just the battles.
I re-edited mine to show, because I know like people want to see characters, like they want to see stages, like those are things that you want to see.
Which now that it's out there, we can talk about it, but like literally it ruined one of my bits because I picked Grade 8 Vegeta and Kid Gohan for a team. The only reason I did that is because I thought it was funny where in this demo, and it'll probably carry this aspect will probably carry over into the game. The teams that you line up stand next to each other and the size differences are still there. So Grade 8 Vegeta next to this tiny little baby, I thought was fucking hilarious. That's the only reason I put those two on a team.
I forgot you tell me about that. I forgot you tell me about that.
I literally just watched Grade 8 Vegeta stand next to baby Gohan, and I was like, oh, I understand why Gohan's scared now. Like, I'd be fucking terrified. I'm not even joking, Dano. It gave me a new perception on Dragon Ball. I would be fucking terrified if I was Gohan, bro. He's built like a peanut, basically. He is 2 feet tall max on a good day.
Are you saying that my Figuarts Grade 8 Vegeta that was featured here in one of the Key Moments episodes is not a scale? Is that what you're saying?
It actually might be. Low key, it might be. Honestly, it might be just about correct, because Gohan looked pretty goddamn small. Less than a hand.
Speaking of rewatch really fast, just since I did mention that, we'll be back to rewatch soon, I promise you guys. It's just we got Sparking Zero's high, bro, and both of us just want to talk. We haven't really talked about it, really. So, like, we just want to talk about it. So, that'll be a thing that you promise. Plus, you guys have been eating good, man. We had straight back-to-back weeks of this and a movie.
Bro, we ain't even got to apologize for this one. Come on, now. We ain't even got to.
Never mind. You're spitting. Okay,
Come on, now. This Sparking Zero.
What did you think about the character select screen? Like, if it doesn't change, will you be sad?
Yeah, probably. It wasn't complete. I didn't think of it as complete. And they said, and they, again, they...
That's why I didn't think we could show it.
So, I don't even know... If we were technically supposed to, they did say it was like, I didn't read the reconfirmations. I think that can tell through my video. I went off what I had, and then I didn't go back and change it.
Man, none of you Dragon Ball trainers are going to clip me on this, but basically we couldn't show the menu because the main menu was not final with the modes and stuff that we were able to select. And we were told to only do custom matches. So when I had originally edited my video, everything was edited around the stage select. Everything was edited around the character select. But I was going to make sure that I showed the transition into the game, because the transition from the character select screen into the game is one of the coolest things Dragon Ball Games ever done. Like, that presentation was so nice. And so, yeah, I was surprised when we got the confirmation that we could show the character select screen, because I'm like, you know, it doesn't look very good. And also, I do hope... You have to imagine the right side of the character select screen is probably going to stay the same, right? Like, there's probably not much of that that's changing, the character build, the team build and stuff like that. But that left side, of what I'm hoping for is that, and maybe this is just pure nostalgia for me, but with the fact that we are counting, there are so many Gokus, right? There are so many Vegetas, is having them under one menu, right? Like you would do in the BT games.
A typical sub menu selection. That makes it count a lot more. But yeah, that's another reason why I don't know. I didn't really. I get it. Like I wouldn't have wanted to show it off that off, but I don't think it's horrible. Like, it's not like,
no.
Oh my God. It's not like a PowerPoint slide, but it is just like it does what it has to do, and that's it. Like, it's not pretty. It's not like, whoa. Like the stage transition, why would you not want to show that off? That's cool.
Exactly.
You put work into that. The character selection screen is like, we needed a screen where our players could select the characters. This is what we have right now. So I didn't necessarily show that off. I probably wouldn't have, honestly. Maybe just, you know, to show every character that was in the demo. But, you know, call me a corporate bootlicker, Nano. If a company asks me to do something, I'm going to do it on the dot, bro. I appreciate them and I feel like they've... You know, if Playdays got me there, bro, I'm going to do what Playdays need me to do, okay?
Exactly, and that's why I had it originally cut. But then the second that we got told that, it's not, I'm like, okay, well
yes, no. I don't blame anybody for that.
I was like, well, everyone else is now about to get, like, it's going to exist, so I might as well just go ahead and show it in my footage,
yeah,
too.
I think you should be able to do whatever you got to do. Like, the content creator game is playing around the rule book. I think it's good to play purely within the rule book. But, like, you know, they also did all that press stuff that they let out. And that technically included stuff that we didn't do ourselves. But I made a video on that. That's going out tomorrow for me, Nano. And I did that instantaneously. It was sick. And that's within the rule book. So I feel fine doing that. I'm not the guy that's going to push it, you know. I'm never going to push it that far.
No, and also, just as a PSA to all creators, never actually push it, because it actually harms our relationship.
All of us. It harms everybody.
Yeah, it is so much better just to follow the rules. I promise you that extra few thousand or 100,000 views is not worth it in the long run. But, so, character select screen out of the way. Did you get to try some of the new characters? Or do you want to add something to the character select screen?
I didn't want to add it to necessarily character select screen. It was kind of in between. I just wanted to say, if you're a content creator on this and you didn't get to go to something like this, obviously that is sad, but take that as an opportunity to grind, bro. Like, get out there and steal all of our, and when I say steal, I mean that with no negative connotation. Record our gameplay, do some commentary on it, some shit like that. That's what I did for Fighters. You got to go eat, bro. Go eat. It's time to scrunch up. Maybe you can get everybody's kind of videos and make unique videos on the characters from everybody's perspective. That's probably what I would do if I was a YouTuber that wasn't there. I would just corral that. Anyway, I just saw that because there was a lot of people like, I wish I could go. I wanted to make videos on this. Like, you can.
You can.
Do it right now.
There's still absolutely like creative ways to work around that. I will say one thing, I guess, really quick on the character selection is, like, as Dotto just mentioned, and we talked about this a little bit in the bonus footage, again, available to key members, is that there were just so many characters. And while that was like, because as we also mentioned, we only had 30 minutes hands-on with the game. That was like pretty much you walk in the room, they're like, all right, clock's a ticking. You got to set up, get going, and you get to that character select
screen. Stressful.
Fortunately for me, Dotto had already played, and so some of the other guys, they played on Saturday, then I played on Sunday. And so they'd kind of like inform me of just the vast amount of characters, but it's still crazy seeing it all available. And so from a recording content creator standpoint, you're like, holy hell, I've got to try to do as much as I can now in this 30 minutes that's available, which at most is like, what, five matches? I think I did five matches.
Yeah, five matches sounds about right. And again, we talked about this, but the pressure, like, I sat down and it seems like, and maybe this is how it is, and don't get me wrong, I enjoyed immensely. I would do it again.
Oh, same. Yeah,
but,
same.
But there was little Dragon Ball fan Dotto in there, right? And obviously I have some shit that I personally want to see. But the burden of responsibility hit me heavy sitting in that chair. Like, I was like, I gotta do what the community wants. Like, I gotta do what the people want to see. Like, I did one match with Krillin, Yamcha, and then I still put 17 in there to, like, and he was mostly the guy. Yamcha, I think I did one ultimate with. Krillin, I did.
Wait, what's pretty his much ultimate?
Everything. Spirit Ball, which I was a little disappointed. I say this in the video, but I couldn't. Spirit Ball is literally, it was like this in BT 2, I think, and 3. But it's literally just he does the spirit ball and throws it. That's it. Like, it's one thing.
Did he have his Wolfang fist, though, at least?
I didn't get to check. I didn't put that much time into Yamcha because, like, bro, it's Yamcha. Hey, top three character in the verse for me, Nano, but the burden of responsibility hit crazy different, man. I was like, yeah. I can't sit here on Yamcha and Krillin all day, I guess.
You did something. Okay, so the thing I was also going to add is that, while from a creator standpoint, like what Dotto just said, he wanted to play Yamcha just for a personal reason, but also he wants to try to cover a bunch of stuff, which I think Dotto has some pretty exclusive gameplay with his Great Ape. I've not seen anyone else cover Great Ape, so that's pretty crazy. But what it did give with the 50 characters is that I feel like you can go watch almost every content creator's footage and you see something completely different, because it's 50 freaking characters. Even crazier than that, Dotto, is that that's not even a full third of the total characters available apparently at launch, right? Because I think the number is, what, 160 or something like that?
160, somewhere in the 160. I think it was 164.
Crazy, Dotto. We are eating so good as Dragon Ball fans of this game,
It's going to be a lot of videos. In fact, they got to bring us back out when it gets to 100, like a demo for 100. Dude, they probably won't, but they should bring us out one more time. Come on, bro. Playdays. Playdays, please talk to somebody, Playdays. Please get us back out there, bro.
Playdays is like, why are you talking to us, bro? We're, it's not for another year.
I know, but bro, do something, bro. Connections. Anyway.
Storm? I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, I'm not playing that. No, I'm kidding. I would play, but you know, maybe a few updates later. Anyway, like, one glaring hole for me was, and again, this comes from being a meathead, I only played modern Goku. I played Goku that can go up to Super Saiyan 3, and then I played the God Gokus.
I
did not play mid. I did not play early. And they have really cool stuff too.
They do,
from what I've seen. But I'm not checking that shit out. So you have to go to somebody else that would do that and that kind of stuff. Like, something I was really impressed by. What was your favorite thing that you did not get to see? My favorite thing was the tournament being evacuated on supers. That's really cool.
I was about to say that too. I think that's probably one of the coolest. Like, I didn't get to see that. So I thought you said you got to see it. You didn't get to see it?
No, I got to hear about it is what I was telling you. I said, I didn't get to see this, but I got to hear about it.
You were saying you did it. I thought I was, because I have not got to finish Dotto's video yet, but I thought that it was going to eventually be in there somewhere. Yeah, that is such a cool detail. I tried it myself and did not get it to go off. And I think it's because that the moves that I used, I was up in the air. I was Broly on the World Tournament stage fighting Vegeta. And all the moves I used were directed at Vegeta, who was down beneath me. And it was actually, he was on the World Tournament stage. And so I think I destroyed the stage, but I never aimed anything at the actual audience. But I, what I thought is when I did his, I did like his big green, I don't know what they call it, but where he pulses out the big green thing. And I thought that might trigger it, but I was in the air and I guess I was too far away from the actual stands that I never actually went towards the stands themselves. Because from what they were talking about is once you do that, the World Tournament stage actually gets bigger because then you can go outside the stands, right?
Yeah, then you can like jet through the stands and destroy all of it. And it's really cool. Which I hope that obviously they put in the World Tournament ring settings that allow us to have ring outs. If they don't, I'm going to be that will actually depress me if they don't add that.
I think that's definitely going to be in there because I don't know how much you looked at the main menu for the game we were playing or the version we were playing, but it just kept saying team battle, right? So
yeah,
there's got to be like once you dive into the sort of probably what does Tenkaichi call it? Duel. I think Tenkaichi calls it duel, right? The duel section.
Yeah.
Anyways, once you dive into that in this game, I'm sure then you'll be able to select like.
That'd be cool.
Team battle, 1v1s.
I can't speak on it, but I definitely, this is how much I stay within the lines. I don't even ask questions, Nano. I don't want to do any winking, any nudging, anything like that. But I definitely was like, one question, the ring outs. And, you know, they didn't really respond to that. They just said, I don't know. And I was like, my one question.
I have to imagine that with that detail of having like the audience actually run out and stuff like that, like that alone tells me that there's enough love going into this game that the ring outs is going to be a thing. And I feel like that was a big, like even before YouTube was a thing, like we did ring outs as kids, like a ton just because we thought that was cool. Right. So I have to hope and imagine what I really want. And again, I don't know, because I didn't ask this, so this isn't like I genuinely don't know, but I really hope there is an online tournament system. Like,
yeah, they gotta add that.
An online tournament system would just be so sick, man. The reason why I was asking, did you get to play Bergama?
No, I did not. My time ended on me fighting him, and I was pissed.
I got to use him.
I was so pissed. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I gotta check that out. I wanted to see his Trio to Danger Ultimate.
It's sick. It's really sick. His, damn, man. To take one more step back to the very, very beginning, when you start playing the demo, you get to choose whether you're going to use standard controls, which are more modern, probably more akin to like a Xenoverse or Raging Blast or something.
Yeah,
or,
I do want to say this here. Do you mind if I just step in?
For it.
People, because in the fighting game sense, I understand why my comments reacted like this. I got a few that were like, modern controls, it was easy enough. It's not like fighting game modern controls where it's easy controls. They were actually just a different control layout, right? Yes. Did you notice? Yeah, it was literally just like charge by holding this button instead of this button. It wasn't modern meaning easy. It was literally just modern meaning a new take on this control scheme. So yeah. I did want to say that because people were very confused about that.
Some people got onto me for doing modern, but the reason I personally did modern was because when I spoke with you guys the day before, all of you guys, I think every person I talked to said they went to classic. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So to make my video at least also a little bit different is I'll just use the standard controls or what I, at the time you guys were calling modern, the modern controls the entire time to make mine a little bit different. Because if you guys want to see classic, just go look at their footage. But you know what I mean? Just go over.
Were they actually just called standard?
Yeah, it was called standard.
Ooh, then that's probably on me for calling them modern. I should have called them standard.
Yeah. No, they called it standard. But and again, all it does is shift around.
Yeah, it's just different buttons.
Yeah, that's it's not like changing how the game would feel or anything like that. But anyway, I used his sort of like rush move, not one of his beams, or I don't know if he had beams, I can't remember, but I used like his actual like. Again, I can't think of what you call it, but basically is not ultimate, and it was really, really cool. Like he in general just seemed really, really cool. And I didn't know if his ultimate would be that or not. Someone pointed out a pretty interesting thing though, is he doesn't have his giant form, or at least not yet. So I wonder, Bergamo.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if he'll get a giant form. And can you go giant form as Scout or Vegeta, as early Vegeta? Do you know?
like Great Ape. I don't know if you can actually transform, but I would assume you could.
God, that would.
But
be...
I did not try that. That would have been cool.
Because I wonder what that looks like. All right, we've been glazing a ton, and we can talk a little more. But like, do we want to add in some not
negatives?
Yeah, like some not glazed.
Yeah, we could not glaze. Do you want to go up first? I got a few not glazers myself.
So I would say like the biggest thing that I noticed, again, we only got 30 minutes hands on with this, but the biggest thing I noticed was like, there was a lot of, the game is, hang on, let me use my words wisely here. Cause I don't want to say anything.
Hey, people say, why do you only glaze? Why do you only glaze? But also talking about not glazing is a little scary, bro. You don't, people
yeah,
out here
cause being... I also don't want you guys to take like my words out of like context or in the wrong way, but,
yeah.
Really, I'm just trying to find a fancy way to say like the camera needs or could use work. I think it's really good to preface that this was a very much so demo build for us. This was not a even remotely final build. Like for all we know, this build is like 6 months old. You know what I mean? Like we don't know because Hit wasn't in that. Like a lot of characters have been revealed weren't even in this build. Goten, Trunks, Kel, Khalifa, Hit. So many characters were not in this build. So I don't know if any of that has been potentially fixed. Probably not though. This seems pretty core. But the camera movement in several situations was not the most like ideal because you've been playing way more BT than me. Did old school BT not have a way to unlock your camera off of a character? Were you constantly just locked to a character?
I'm going to say I honestly don't remember. You could get unlocked forcefully, which does happen in this game as well. But I don't remember if you can de-lock once. I know you can lock on, you can search. I don't think you can de-lock though, okay. Or at least I've never done that.
Because I was just wondering if maybe that was part of it. Like maybe, of course, if you got again de-locked and, or you've seen it or something, then I guess that might be part of it. So I was just wondering if maybe some of it was the fact that maybe it was them just making sure you have to be locked on to a character at all times. But and I don't know, maybe Dotto didn't have the same like.
No, I would say I agree with you. This is one of my negatives as well. But I would say that it used to be my negative from the older games too, is like, especially if, and you could let me know if this scenario sounds somewhat like yours, if you're way lower than they are higher, it can be a bit of a struggle trying to right that ship.
Yes.
Or if they're lower and you're higher, the Budokai Tenkaichi games have always struggled with that shit. But yes, it is pretty bad in this one too. Like there was a lot of times the camera clipped through the ground a little bit for me because
there
I
was
on the floor
was
and
clipping.
They were
there was clipping, right
above.
Yeah.
If they're like, if they're not like literally right above you, if they're like right above you, but a tiny bit ahead of where you are, the camera's like looking, trying to look up at them, but it hasn't given up yet. So that is a negative. I do hope they adjust that. But that for me, it's like, that's the same kind of jank that was in the old games. Yeah. So it was kind of nostalgic in a way. I was like, oh, hey.
Yeah. But see, that's where like being able to de-lock, and again, this might have been a thing. Again, got to preface, we only have 30 minutes of the game, so this might have been a thing I just didn't get to like try yet, but being able to unlock off of a character could fix that to like situate yourself and then lock back on and then you're good, right? Which is what something you would probably do in like, say, a Xenoverse or something like that.
Yes.
So that was one of mine to start off. Dotto, what's yours?
My two negatives, I'll just go rapid fire here. They were my only two. That one of, plus yours. I did have yours as well. But my two negatives, and these are easy to fix, which is why they got to me. But some cutscenes are a little too long for what they are. Specifically, base Super Trunks in my video, I point out that he has this sword slash move that before it even hits, he like forms a ball of energy with his sword. He slices six times, and then like he pushes the ball away. That's like 7 seconds of animation. That's before it hits. Then it hits and does another 3 seconds of animation. But I think it's going to be very annoying if there's too many long cutscenes before things even hit, because then it's going to feel like there's a lot of timeouts being put on the match. It was 3 bars of ki for Trunks. If I have to watch a 7-second cutscene every time the enemy Trunk gets 3 bars of ki, that's pretty slow. That's really slow. But it was a beautiful cutscene. Ironically, it's hard to say that because it was one of my favorite cutscene.
I'm gonna have to go see this because
it's very long.
I get what you're saying because if someone just keeps trying that move over and over and you're just like, oh my god, I have to, like, but they're not even landing
it's very easy to troll. It's something that I think a lot of players wouldn't think about because some guy online isn't reminding them of it. But if I wanted to, if we were playing Nano and I wanted to ruin your good time, charge up 3 bars, Trunks. Charge up 3 bars, Trunks. Charge up 3 bars, Trunks. It would be very old, very fast. It's very long. That was my big one. I honestly forget what my second one was, even though, damn, it was pretty, it was my literal only second complaint. Long cutscenes, and I can't remember. I can't remember. So I guess that was my one.
Again, it is so much easier just to glaze. I think that the my biggest takeaway from this was that it was Budokai Tenkaichi 4. Like, straight up, 100%. I don't know. A lot of people now are seeing UI elements, and again, this is out in the wild, so it's very interesting to see, like, the public sort of opinion on the footage that we're releasing, the footage officially been released and stuff like that. And definitely from UI elements there, and the way you transform is very Raging Blast-esque. It definitely has that sort of Raging Blast look, but at least for me and the time I got to spin with it, I did not get Raging Blast vibes.
No, there's a few Raging Blast inspired stuff, like you said, though.
Yes.
Like the sky going dark when you have full ki, like you're fully powered up. I was like, oh, Raging Blast. But yeah, it wasn't like super Raging Blast. It was very, like you said, I agree with you 100%. Very BT 2 and 3. In fact, it was so much so, I don't know about you, but because I've been playing them so much recently, I literally did the combo I do all the time in my playthrough on BT 2. Like, instantaneously. The only difference is it doesn't have that follow-up state. So on BT 2, BT 3, I mash. They bounce back a little, dash in. That's when I start my actual combo. This one just had the first part, which probably actually a good change, all things considered.
I was going to say, too, I think on stuff like that, especially once you like actually dive in, and I'm sure there will be new combos, too, but because I saw some people talking about how it seemed like some of that sort of like stuff had obviously changed, and I feel like that's just kind of going to be the fact that you could put in a combo input and it still do what you were doing in the old games, though, is so cool. Like, that's so crazy, man, because this is... the thing too with this game is this isn't a PS3 game, right? This isn't even a PS4 game. This is a literal PS5 Series X game. We've jumped multiple generations. And so the fact that they weren't able to just like take the build they had and like kind of just, you know, polish it and be like, all right, here's Budokai Tenkaichi 4. Like, it's a probably mostly from a ground up rebuilt game, but it still has that sort of like classic feel to it is so cool. And another thing that is really, really cool about this game, like, there were moments I was pausing. I even had to call this out in my video, but I didn't want to cut it down since it's the first time we're really going to see the game. And definitely once we have the game in our hands, there's probably moments I would not let stay in my videos. But was just like stage destruction was so impressive.
It's very good. It's very, very good. And honestly, the World Tournament stage is some of the coolest after you clear it out. The city stage is going to be one of my favorites for sure. Just because of just how much the throwing blasts and like dashing around changes the environment. It looks so good. It was really cool.
Yeah, there was a moment in my video where I literally just paused because Bergamo is off in the distance. By the way, these maps are huge. Like, these stages are freaking massive. I cannot believe how big these stages are. I guess just with the detail that we're seeing from them as well. Like, that those two things paired up is super, super cool. But I was just watching Bergamo literally run away from me and go through a building, and the building like collapses, and like, I don't know, man. I'm sure once we have this in our hands, we'll be able to find things that we're like, okay. But like, for now, if you enjoy Dragon Ball games, I feel like there's no way for you to not be excited about this game and not find some level of enjoyment from it, you know? That's sort of where I'm at. Like, I just genuinely cannot believe this is a game that we're getting. Like, I saw people saying, oh, this is just Jump Force. Did you get Jump Force vibes at all from this game? Because I did not.
No, it's nothing like Jump Force.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Like,
it's nothing like Jump Force. It literally is Budokai Tenkaichi 4. Like, that, it's the successor to those games for sure. Which is almost to a point where it is a little sad. Because I do think that a lot of what people are complaining about is because we were so new to the game. And it's not like we... Look, I'm just going to say this. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a secret guy that was there that is very good at BT. Being very, very good at Budokai Tenkaichi is a skill that is very rare. Okay, we can. People will say that, oh, I was nuts at Budokai Tenkaichi 3. You don't understand. But being actually good at those games is pretty rare. There are tournament players that are pretty good at the game. And that's when Budokai Tenkaichi looks very smooth. Being new to it, and also the movement in this game is pretty new to the series. The speed of it is a lot faster, and like when you inject ki, when you don't inject ki. So moving around was actually something I struggled with, but not because it was bad, but because it was pretty different and I didn't know where to inject ki and where not to.
Did you notice that dashing also took ki? If I'm not crazy, I think it did.
Yes, if you key dash, like where you like...
No.
You like put...
Basic dash.
Like just moving?
Pressing... sorry, I played with standard control, so I don't know. I don't remember what it is on classic, but just pressing like A and just bouncing forward a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, if I really feel like I saw this, I was losing ki while I was dashing forward.
Oh, were you like teleporting forward?
Well, yes.
Well, like, okay. Because there is... One of the new features they did is like... if you blink too close to your opponent.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is, I would have to watch your footage, but I'm probably going to watch everybody's footage tonight just in case there's something I have to steal. But, one of the new features they did is like, if you do a dash and you're close enough to your opponent, you'll instantly appear behind them. And I was doing that quite a lot too. In fact, I actually have my video up because I wanted to see it. Let me see if, yes, the key dash does take energy, but that's because that's technically what we were using there is an offensive tool. Like it's a teleport. We were just using it to move, but you can also use that to like dodge opponents and initiate vanish chain and stuff like that. But yes, that teleport forward did take energy. And a lot of things do. Energy management is going to be pretty big in this game. Is what I got, the feeling I got, which is kind of what I'm hoping it would. If energy management is really a big deal, it would make some of my complaints a little less like potent. Because if Trunks doesn't always have three bars of ki, then it being a long animation is not too crazy, you know? But one complaint that really isn't a complaint. This isn't actually anything I would want them to change or that they should feel the need to change. But I wish that the games understood that ultimate Kamehamehas are really never that cool. I wish Gogeta's ultimate wasn't his Kamehameha. I wish it was the blue thing. Not like the animation on either is bad. I just wish that the blue thing got more respect than the Kamehameha.
Hang on. When you say blue thing, do you mean like his Stardust?
Explode. Like his, or... his yell. Like when he goes, and like throws his hands up. And like after he kicks Broly, basically.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah. That's his, oh my gosh.
Normal ability.
Is it?
Or meteor explosion, whatever it's called.
Meteor attack. Is that what it is?
Yes. I think
you're right. It is. It's Meteor Explosion. It's Meteor Explosion.
Not to glaze, Nano, but I think this is where fighters got it really right by just making the Kamehameha a little cherry on top.
Yeah, like, with the Mule, yeah.
Yeah, you do the kick, and then if you want to get the Kamehameha, you get that too.
Oh, bro, couldn't help but mention fighters, man. He had to do it.
Hey, I did get one really funny comment because the hater in me did win in my video. I think the blues look fantastic in this game. I can't lie. So the aura helps it immensely when you're charging up on the ground. And so I was like, in the video, I'm like, blue looks amazing in this game. By far the best blues ever looked, maybe other than fighters. And then somebody's like, bro, I promise you can go 2 seconds without saying it's not as good looking as fighters. And I was like, you know what? Kind of true, actually. Kind of true, brother. I was just hating, bro, but it does look really good.
No, this game looks so incredibly impressive, especially when you start thinking about just how many different characters are going to be included, and the fact that, yes, it's like Goku and Vegeta's, but they are different. And I even think what I've seen is that the models look substantially different too, right? Like the DBS Vegeta looks way different than the Z Vegeta. But anyway, there was never a world, though, where Sparking Zero, where they're trying to make this many characters, was going to look as good almost at any point when like a handmade Dragon Ball FighterZ exists, where they were able to focus in on just such much fewer characters, right? Like you just can't compare. I don't even know. I get there just going to be comparison. It's like comparing Legends and Dokkan. It doesn't even make sense, but it's just going to happen because they're both Dragon Ball mobile games. So it's like, yeah, it's going to happen, but this game on its own with what they're doing is so impressive. There's so many moments where it's just so incredibly impressive. Like, I cannot, I'm like,
it's really impressive, and it's kind of criminal, Nano, because it's a lot of people with stuff like this. Obviously, it's not our job as consumers to think about shit like this, but if we're trying to appreciate what they did, Dragon Ball in 3D has to be a fucking nightmare, man. Uh-huh. It is not easy to make these motherfuckers look good in 3D at all. Fighters is basically just like artistic 2D that they change around to make it look 3D, kind of deal. Like, it is 3D, but it's sculpting, basically. These are 3D models, and I think they look really good. But with that, you are going to have some goofy shots. Like, Majin Vegeta's explosion looks beautiful, but there is a few frames where I'm like, oh, he looks a little doofy there for a second. And it's because he's the same 3D model. Like, there's not much you can do.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think it looks great. Like, it looks very good. The aura looks... when people charge up or when people are flying and you have the Akira Toriyama, like, flying trails. Ooh, my gosh, yeah. Bro. It looks so good.
You know, one thing I also really liked from a stylistic approach with this game was... the sort of ink art they were doing in the story mode stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about? When it would transition between the scenes?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying, because that made me curious, because they used a lot of that in the What If, right?
Yes.
Were they... because if this is how good it can look, those were the same tools they used in the What If cinematic that we are technically getting in the custom scenario builder.
Yes, like, though, yeah,
we,
you're right.
We can choose what to see. So I was wondering, I was like, did they make these What Ifs purely in the builder, or did they like add stuff onto it? Because if we can like do all that, that is crazy. But I don't know how much of that is going to be in our control. Like, this is technically out there, but when Raditz, have you seen the What If? You reacted to it, right?
I've reacted to it. Yeah, it's in my video. Already,
okay.
Yeah.
So Krillin throws the Destructo Disc and Raditz dodges, and then it like transitions over to him getting shocked. And I was sitting there wondering, like, can we make them dodge stuff in the intros?
You're probably right.
I was just sitting there thinking, because everything else was literally shot for shot something you can do, like the aura, the camera pan. I was like, holy shit, if we can like set up scenarios to this extent, I'm never gonna have to ask for a What If again, bro. We're actually gonna be playing Goku chained up and imprisoned. Like, It's never going to end. It looks so good, dude. I was like, oh, man.
The Dadadoe custom battle thumbnails are going to go be like fucking crazy, dude.
Bro, what if... I'm saying, bro, I'm excited. Because, you know, the custom intros already are cool enough, right? Like, all it takes is a little bit of imaginative power.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to ask you something, because I kind of took this out of my video because I lost confidence in it.
Okay.
Because you can make your own title screens. I remember them saying you can customize it with any text you want.
I feel like I remember them saying that too, words. Yes.
But I lost confidence because I was like, did they just mean you can take the green words out and like change them to other green words?
Oh. So, okay, but, so something I also wanted to ask you, do you remember in the preview they showed us? So in the footage they have, they're not actually talking, it's just the lines. But I'm pretty positive in the actual preview before we got hands-on play, the lines were spoken by Vegeta, Beerus, and Whis.
I don't know, actually. You might...
So the reason why... Maybe? I feel like that happened, or B, they said it would be...
I feel like I'm remembering that, too. I may be getting gaslit, though, so full disclosure.
Well, the reason why I want to bring this up is because there was a viral clip of Sean Schimmel, the English voice actor for Goku, like 2 weeks ago, where he came out and said they recorded like 60 to 80 hours. And I have to imagine, and then also I think Sonny Strait came out and also said, like, this is the most VA they've ever done for a Dragon Ball game, period, which I'm like, Kakarot exists, right? Like, Kakarot is a crap ton of Dragon Ball dialogue. And so the only way I think that makes sense is that, by the way, if you haven't seen it, there's custom battles. That's what Dotto's saying. Essentially, like, when Dotto and Dion and Dino all do their sort of three idiots custom fights, that's literally being built into Tenkaichi, but you can even, like, customize the presentation, what he was saying there with like controlling the camera, all that exists. But when you're doing the voice lines between the characters, it's a drop down menu. So you can't just like type in your own shit. And so the reason why I think those are all voice is because it is still semi limited to what you can say, but all the voice lines then will have the ability to replace anything with another character's name. So it's like, let's do this. And then it could say, Vegeta, let's do this, Goku, let's do this, bird or whatever, right? So you can have all that be replaced. I really think, even though in the preview, it does, the previews they gave us for B-roll, they don't actually talk. I think they are going to talk on the final version. I think that would also line up with the fact that we've had this VA say, like, this is the most voice acting they've ever done for a game. So that would make sense because there's not a true story mode. I mean, there's going to be a lot to the story mode because it's still got the what ifs and the branching sort of like timeline type shit, I guess. But you have to imagine some of that, the Brett, like the insanity of that amount of work they put into it goes into making those custom battle lines, hopefully. It would be way more immersive if I create a custom battle and Vegito and Gogeta are talking. They're actually talking, right? It's not just like subtitle text.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. It would be so cool. I do feel like I remember that now that you're saying, but I could be getting gaslit. I feel it, though, I'm not trying to gaslight you.
I just was curious because, to me, I think with the fact that it's predetermined text, which also makes sense because if you can type your own shit and share this out to people, you can have Vegeta be saying some heinous shit and they would not want that.
Yeah, that's why I started to I took it out of my video because I was like, I can't remember if they, because they said you can customize it to anything.
Fuck, I don't know. They said titles
if it was the text in green, you could fully customize. But, and I feel like they definitely said that, but did they mean like we can go in and write like ultimate versus like Tyler or like, can we write in stuff or do we have to write like ultimate versus, and then you click ultimate and then it's like every list of green possible and like ultimate powerful.
I have to go back and relook at that footage. I did relook at the drop down footage for selecting voice lines, and that is truly a drop down. So when you're creating like the dialogue back and forth, that is a drop down to select text, which again, 100% makes sense that those would be lines that were voiced, and then they can just replace like the character you're calling out very easily too, right? Like every VA can just call out the character that exists in the game. So, the custom battle stuff, and like you're saying, like if it's really as in depth where we can fully create like cutscenes, like even I might get in there and try and cook, right? I'll definitely be excited to try it out.
I definitely would, bro. You know how many. Bro, kid me? I played with too many goddamn action figures in my life not to show y'all what I was cooking in there, my final art, bro. Like, I have some bangers in the studio that have just never seen the light of day. Like, y'all do not want to see my Goku and Vegeta fusing arc to take on evil Gohan. Like, you really don't want to see it.
Are you a Little Big Planet guy? Did you ever mess around with Little Big Planet?
I did, yes, but I never cooked, bro. I just played what people cooked.
Yeah, but like, this is giving me dreams, Little Big Planet vibes. Like, and that sort of creates endless content, endless possibilities. The fact is, if you guys haven't seen, like, you can share this shit. Like, there, I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know if we're just going to like tweet out a code or if there's going to be like a hub where you can look at like most played creations, but hopefully that's what they do. But like, I cannot believe this is in a Dragon Ball game that's not a mod.
Yeah, honestly, I'm surprised they included this. This is definitely my feature that, like, if they mess it up, I won't really care that much just because I can't. I never would have predicted this being in the game, honestly. Yeah. I am shocked that they did it. But hey, I'm down, you know. One thing I guess I've become more jaded on anime games as time has gone on. Like,
I mean,
we think alt colors are going to be in the game? Like, I don't even know if they do alt colors like that, you know?
Well,
like,
I do know that one of the things with custom battles, I don't know if you saw that, but you can apparently change, like, characters' auras as well. It's like, there's like a color wheel available to you, or you can select auras and shit. So you can, like, what if, dude?
I may be too jaded. Like, they probably don't want us talking about this, but the mods are going to be crazy. You know, that's all I'm going to say is, like, people are probably going to do some crazy shit with mods.
That's evil. See, that's another thing, too, that's so nutty is that, like, this is day and date on, or nearly day and date on Steam. Apparently, I don't know if you saw this, it's like a day behind console. Steam is, for some reason. But anyway, the fact this is like a day and date type game, like, I just. Yeah, the mods are going to go so insane this game. Like, I can't even. I hope, by the way, real quick, who do you think that playable character is that they're showing off as, like, will be revealed, like, apparently right before the game releases that they're saying will be?
I have no idea. I honestly didn't even really think about it that much.
Did you see what they said about it?
No.
Whoever it is, this is the first time they've ever been playable in a Dragon Ball game.
Oh.
So I'm like, is it
Beast?
Are we
getting manga stuff? Oh, no, it wouldn't be Beast. Surely not.
Well, have you seen that too? Apparently there are several manga-only moves.
Moves, yes, I have seen that. And so that's why I immediately, I read that and then I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then you said first time playable a Dragon Ball game. And now I'm like, wait,
dude, Moro? What if Alter Ego Vegito would go so insane.
That wouldn't be a bad one, honestly.
Good God, man. Again, I've not read the manga of that portion. I've only read the superhero stuff. I need to go back and reread and actually read that. But yeah, bro, if it ends up being like Granola or Alter Ego or Moro, or there's still so much we don't know about this game. There's literally still 60-ish characters that we've not seen, I think. I think we've seen a total of like somewhere around 91 to 95 total. So that leaves like 50. There are 65 characters left on the table potentially for them to show off. So,
honestly, most of the characters not here like are the ones I'm excited for the most. They did a great job choosing this demo roster, man. I was like, because we had so much, but I felt like we didn't have anything. I don't know if that's how I was like, no. I was like, for me, no Zamasu was heartbreaking, or Jiren either. I was like, no. Yeah.
I wanted Rosé. I really wanted to use Rosé.
Yeah, like they knew what I was going to be hungry for, man, and they just gate kept the shit out of us.
Could you imagine if those had been there though? Like where? Like imagine
that would have been. I would have started with them.
Like Hit, Kefla, Zamasu, Goku Black. There's just so many characters that we didn't even UI Goku. We didn't get to use UI Goku. He's probably going to be completely different. Sign's technically not been revealed yet either. You know, he's going to be there.
Also true.
God, I mean, there's just like, man, this game is going to be absolutely generational. You know, also generational, Dotto.
The end of the podcast?
Yes. And the bonus content you guys can watch by being key members. But if you're not a key member,
if I was wrong on that.
And you're still here and you're just like, well, I don't know if I'm ready to give them my money just yet. Then guess what? There's a video right there. It's right there. You can click on that one. Say tapped in on the podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.